Ambassador Woolsey, it's good to have you here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good to be with you.
All right, so what are you reading? I mean, it's very quick. The assessment came. This has all the hallmarks of an action by ISIS.
Well, it's because, although there are some exceptions, generally speaking, the PKK, the Kurdish independence group, that has launched some terror attacks in Turkey. It goes after military facilities and government institutions, whereas the ISIS tries to kill as many people as possible and publicity and so on. And this looks more ISIS-like. As I said, it's not a clear, bright line, but this looks more ISIS-like to people who study these things carefully, I think.
So we have the airport attack in Brussels that appears to have been a coordinated ISIS cell.
Mm-hmm.
And now if the Istanbul one is as well, plus we had the nightclub attack in Orlando 2 weeks ago that was inspired, at the very least, inspired by ISIS rhetoric and ISIS ideology. We're seeing this pattern now of these soft targets where lots of people congregate as just targets for the people who want to carry out the worst possible intentions. Is there any realistic defense against this kind of attack?
Well, we can do something that I think would matter a lot. One thing is to realize that we're at war, and we got to take actions that are consistent with wartime, because we can't just sit here and let them continue to blow us and our allies up whenever they feel like it. They will suffer some setbacks in Iraq and Syria as our fighting there improves. That's mainly Kurds and Shia and going against ISIS, and they're making some progress. But the main thing we have to do, I think, is protect ourselves here at home. And one thing we need is you get rid of a lot of this alienation between the folks who believe in civil liberties and folks who believe in security. Both are important, and we need both liberty and security. And one thing to do would be to have essentially a public-private partnership between the relevant parts of the government and the companies. Google, Facebook, that collect huge amounts of data and make it available on the internet. You can buy it. It's commercially there. And the statistical sophistication that has been implemented in recent years by Sapien and other firms, taking sources, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of sources of publicly available data and turning it into something that can give you a feel for when there's a terrorist group and where, if one of them is going to such and such a town or the other's going. That kind of thing is plausible, but we have to work together. We can't just have the government want to do whatever it wants to do, and in the name of civil liberties, people saying, I don't want the government to know anything about what I do. But that won't work.
You know, I'm very glad to have you here as a former director of the CIA, because I've been very interested in the things that the current director of the CIA said the other day on Capitol Hill during testimony when he talked about ISIS. Here's just a little snippet of it, then I want to ask you a question.
Despite all our progress against ISIL on the battlefield and in the financial realm, our efforts have not reduced the group's terrorism capability and global reach. And the group would have to suffer even heavier losses on territory, manpower, and money for its terrorist capacity to decline significantly.
He went on to say that they're trying to expand to the west through refugee routes, the southern border, for example. He went on to say that they're struggling with money, but they're finding alternative ways to fund their operations, which is very much counter to the narrative one hears from the Obama administration. And you're a former CIA director. When you see the current CIA director go in such a public way and say things that run counter to the administration's statements on the issue, what do you draw from that? What was Brennan trying to do there?
Well, I think he was calling it straight, and the administration is not. The administration has a narrative, and they follow the narrative. And if something doesn't fit with the narrative, they fiddle around with it till it looks like it fits with the narrative. And the hell with the narrative. The narrative doesn't matter. We don't care what their public relations successes or failures are. We want to keep terrorists from doing things like they did in San Bernardino and in Florida.
Do you see this as Brennan sending a message that, hey, listen, something is it could happen here. We don't have this under control. And if it happens, don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah, well, maybe to some extent. It's good that he and other leaders, some of our military leaders, have been, I think, even more explicit. They're right. We cannot prevail just by doing what the Obama administration has been doing. And the Obama administration is causing a big problem by not talking clearly about what we are doing. If we were in Massachusetts in the late 1600s, let's say, and some of us Puritans were killing witches, then we aren't saying, when we say we don't want the Puritan witch killers, we want them to stop, we want to change, we want to put them in prison, something. We aren't calling all Puritans witch murderers because we do that, and we aren't calling all Muslims radicals or killers if we say that some of them are jihadis. Some of them are trying to kill us. It's a subset. It's a group. It's a portion of Islam, certainly not all of it. And somehow the administration finds it absolutely impossible to say straightforward things like that.